Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah and amen. This is your host, Pastor Alyssa Narvaez, and this is the Miracle Network Church. You know, we serve a God that is awesome. We serve a God that is magnificent. We serve a God that is mighty. I thank the Holy Spirit for allowing me to be before you on today. We just want to go to the throne of grace and prayer, even at this time, lifting up the true and living God on a day. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Jehovah, we worship you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, for sitting on the throne, sitting high and looking down on us low. You know, Heavenly Father, you are merciful. We thank you for being a merciful God. We thank God for his mercy on today, God. We magnify you and we adore you on today, God. We thank you from the center of our hearts, Heavenly Father, how you kept us from danger, seen and unseen. We thank you on the day, God. We give you honor and glory. What a mighty God we serve. We wouldn't want to serve a God that is better than you, Heavenly Father. We wouldn't want to serve no other God because no other God is better than you, Heavenly Father. We've looked high and we've searched down low. We looked through every valley and mountain and nothing and no one compares to your love, Holy Spirit. Oh, how we magnify you, God. Nothing compares to the love of God shown through the Holy Ghost. And how we thank you, God. We thank you for meeting us in the center of our need, Heavenly Father. You know all about your people on today, God. You know what they're in need of, Heavenly Father. Send them help from the sanctuary, God. Send them help from the hills, God. We thank you on today, Heavenly Father. Move by your Spirit in a mighty way. We invite you into the midst of the service. We ask that you would take complete control, Heavenly Father. We tried it our way, God. Let the people hear none of the woman of God, but all of you, God. Send a rhema word from heaven that will minister to the hearts and the minds of the people in the very need that they're in. We thank you for your Spirit being here. You know, I just want to speak to you on today, hallelujah, Jesus, about the things that are inside of your house. Hallelujah, God. If we could examine our own houses, and I believe that God is asking us, and he's searching the hearts and the minds of people on today, trying to find out where we are. How do we feel about the matter of it all? What's going on inside of us? And how do we feel? And, you know, and God is asking us on today, where does he fit in our lives? Amen. I believe that God is definitely doing something in this season for his people. Amen. And he took me to the book of Jonah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jonah, Jonah, Jonah. The book of Jonah has four chapters in it, and I'm going to read of the first chapter and the first verse, and I'm going to go as far as the Holy Spirit tells me to go. How's that on a day? How about we do what the Holy Spirit tells us to do? Amen. For the Bible declares that disobedience is as the sin of witchcraft. And this is what we found out that Jonah was surrounded by in his time of speaking to Nineveh. Amen. He was surrounded by a disobedience. And we don't want to be no other place except for in the presence and the perfect will of God. You may be asking yourself on a day, what is the will of God? You know, there are a lot of people out there that don't know the will of God for their lives. We know the will of God, which is righteousness, but some of us don't know the will of God for us. Amen. God said that the steps of a righteous man are ordered. Amen. If we're already righteous through the blood of the Lamb, then how are our steps ordered? We find that Nineveh went through a time and a season where God had ordered his steps. Amen. But Nineveh was the city that he went to, but Jonah got off on the wrong path. And somebody ought to tell themselves, okay, it's all right to get off on the wrong path as long as I bring it back into alignment with God. And so Jonah teaches us a lesson. The story of Jonah teaches us what God is expecting from us, and that is to follow in the way in which he leads us to follow. For we find Jonah 1 and 3, the Bible says, but Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish. Well, we learn here that before Jonah got up and left, that God had called Jonah. Amen. For in the first verse it says, the word of the Lord came unto Jonah. How many of us can say that we've really heard a word from the Lord that has led us to a certain destination, a certain path? Hallelujah. But we got up and rose and we fleed from God. Amen. The scripture says, but Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah, God. A lot of us have fleed from the presence of God. A lot of us, God has called into specific things, and because we're walking in fear or we don't feel as though it's something for us to do, we will often flee from the presence of the Lord just to avoid what God is calling us to do. And this is what happened to Jonah. Jonah rather would flee from the presence of the Lord as opposed to walk in the obedience of God's godliness and following instruction. You know, when you put something together, when you go out to the store, and I'm just going to speak with you on today, I'm going as the leading of the God gives, of God that God gives, and he's just leading me to just speak to you on today. When we go into the store and we buy something and we get it back home, amen, it has a lot of whistles and bells on it, and we may not know how to fully put the thing together, amen, but we have to pull out what are called the instructions, amen, and everything that we acquire in life has an instruction to it. If we take medication, it instructs us on how to take it. Amen. If we use a bath soap, it tells us how to even use the soap. Everything in life has an instruction. And we find here that God gave Jonah a certain instruction. Amen. And the Bible says that God told Jonah to arise and go to Nineveh, that great city. And he told him to do something. He said, cry against it, for their wickedness has come before me. Hallelujah, God, Jesus. Jonah wasn't looking at the souls that needed to be saved. Jonah was looking at the souls that were not worthy of being saved. For Nineveh was a city that, hallelujah, God, that had cursed Jonah and didn't do right by Jonah. And now God is telling Jonah to turn around at that very city that didn't do right by him and go up and proclaim the gospel of God. Amen. The gospel of that Jesus is coming soon and very soon. But this Bible says, but Jonah rose up to flee. Oh, Bashata, son of God. From the presence of the Lord. And he went to a different place called Joppa. And the Bible says that he found a ship going to Tarshish.
Jonah found a ship that was going in the opposite way. He even went as far as to pay the fare that gets on the ship to get on the ship. How many of us in life know that we often pay a price to go in the opposite direction of God, to leave what God is calling us to do, and we pay the fare to go out of the way of God? And the Bible says that he went down into the ship, and he went with them to go to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. And the Bible says, but the Lord sent out a great wind in the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea. I want to talk to you a little bit about a tempest. You know, tempest is, hallelujah, an environment that's contrary to what we are walking in. For we found Jonah was in an environment that became contrary to what he was looking for. See, Jonah was looking for joy and strength on the way to Tarshish, but Jonah found something that was contrary to that. Hallelujah. The Bible says, so that the ship was like to be broken. Hallelujah, God. And God sent me by to ask you on a day, hallelujah, Jesus, have you examined the ship that you are in? The Bible says, then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God. See, this is the reason why the people that are around you are so afraid and fearful for your very presence, because you're carrying something on the inside like Jonah did, something that's priceless, something that has that far above rubies, and it has splendor and gold on the inside of it. And we found that the people that were around Jonah were afraid, hallelujah, and they cried every man. This is why the people that are around you can't really quite understand you. This is why the people that are around you have a hard time believing the things that you're talking about, your dreams and your visions. The Bible said, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship in the sea to lighten it of them. Hallelujah. The winds and the waves got so heavy on the people that were around Jonah that they started to toss things out of the ship. And have you ever been around people where your presence has been so strong that they begin to toss you and the things that you carry to the wayside because they don't understand the presence that is before them? You know, God is sending me by to let you know on a day that you have something special on the inside. You have something unique on the inside. God said to let you know that you have a ruby shining on the inside of you. The Bible said, but Jonah was gone into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him, O Bashatasane, and said unto him, what meanest thou, O sleeper, arise, call upon their God. See, this is why when hell and high water is going on all around you and the people cannot seem to understand, why is this individual so calm and cool as a cucumber? Why is this individual not sweating bullets like we are? Why are they not worried about their bills? Why are they not worried about how they're going to make a way out of a no way? Why aren't they worried about their children? Why aren't they worried about sickness and disease? You mean to let me know that you're sleeping in an era that we live in? You mean to tell me that the world is going on with homosexuality and all of these things, and they passed the law, and oh, Bashata, son of God, and things are going on in China, and they're losing all type of money, and we're in a weary land, but yet and still there seems to be no weariness inside of your soul? You mean to let me know that you're sleeping? Oh, Jonah was not worried about the winds and the waves. Oh, Vashata, son of, for Jonah knew the God that he served. This is why he ran from the presence of God, because he knew the God that he served. The Bible said, and every man cried unto his God and cast for the wares. It said, but Jonah laid inside of the ship. Hallelujah, God. It says, so the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, what meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise and call upon thy God, if it be so that God will think upon us and we perish not. Hallelujah, Jesus. Your prayers can save the prayers of the whole house. Your prayers can save the whole house. The Bible said, and they said, every one to his fellow, come and let us cast lots that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots and fell upon Jonah. And the last scripture in the eighth verse says, then said they unto him, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is your occupation, Jonah? Where did you come from? What is thy country? And what people art thou? And God sent me by to let you know on a day and to tap you on your shoulder and say, woman of God and man of God, who is it that you have inside of your ship? Oh, we want to concentrate on the men inside of the ship. Let's shift our attention from Jonah to the men inside of the ship. Oh, Bashata, son of God, if you were one of the men inside of the ship, you would ask yourself, who do I have in my ship that's making it go topsy-turvy? God is saying, look inside of your house on a day and find out what's going on inside of your house. Find out who's holding up your blessing. Find out who it is that's holding things up. Oh, and get rid of them. And then if we want to look at Jonah was a man that made a decision in his mind, no, I'm not going to follow the things of God, but yet and still I'm going to acknowledge God. For Jonah told the people, he said, I'm running from the true and living God, the God that created the heavens and the earth, the God that can do all things from fail. I'm running from a God. See, Jonah knew who he was running from. There was no doubt or question in his mind. Jonah knew who he was fleeing. And I believe on a day that you know who you're running from on a day. Oh, but God said, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. He said, choose this day whom you will serve. And I believe that God sent me by to let you know on a day, there's no need to run and there's no need to flee. For we serve a God that sees all the nooks and crannies. We serve a God that looks high, and we serve a God that searches the valley. Man look on the outward appearance, but God is a God that looks inside of the heart. For to look inside of the heart is to judge the heart. And I believe we serve a God on a day that can take all your midnights and turn them into sunshine. I believe we serve a God on a day that can take all of your gray skies and turn them into Sundays. I believe we serve a God on a day that can take the battles of your life and turn it into victory. I believe we serve a God on a day that can make all grace abound towards you. I believe we serve a God on a day that'll make your enemies your footstool. I believe we serve a God on a day that will look out for all of his people. He calls you the apple of his eye, and I don't care what nobody says, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. And see, you're like Jonah. You got something on the inside of you that other people don't understand. They can't figure it out. When everything is going all rocky all around you, you're the one that's willing to stand up in it. The Bible says to stand thereof, and in when you've done all you can do, to continue to stand. Stand in his grace. Stand in his might. Oh, I feel a prophetic word coming on. And the prophetic word to you on a day is that I can do all things through Christ. This is the word unto you on a day, is that you can do. I came to talk to you today. I didn't really come to preach. God want me to let you know that the word today is that you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. Philippians 4:13, you can do all things through Christ Jesus that gives you the strength. See, what Jonah didn't understand is that Christ was already making intercessor for him. I know Christ hadn't came yet. Christ hadn't came in the flesh. But what you got to understand is that Christ was already there. For in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the word was with God, and Christ was already making intercession for Jonah, for Christ knew that he had to come down, that even the people in Nineveh, because Jonah's job wasn't done. And what did Christ say? You look for Jonah to give you a sign, but I am that sign. See, Jonah had to make the way for Christ to come and preach the gospel. And Christ said, as Jonah was in the belly of the fish, so must I be 3 days down in the center of the earth, preaching to the lost souls and those that have no might. And God is saying on a day, you can do all things through him that will strengthen you. And that's the word to you on a day, is that you can do all things through Christ, which strengthen you. God is there to be your intercessor. God is there to lift up a banner for you. God is there to make crooked paths straight. God is there to make your enemies your foes. God is there to make all grace abound towards you. God is there for your midnight hour when nobody else is there. Oh, God, Jesus is there. When you think everybody else has left you, Christ Jesus is still there, standing at the gate, and he said that I knock. And if any man hear my voice, they'll open up his heart and let me in. Christ is like, that sheep on a rainy day. He'll open up the gates and pour you out a blessing. There's no room enough to receive. Oh, come on, somebody, and magnify God on a day. You know, this is the time that we give our heart to Christ. You know, I just wanted to come and speak to you on a day and let you know that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Sometimes it's not about, hallelujah, God, how high you can scream it, but sometimes it's about remembering the simple things. And God wants you to remember the simple things of Jonah. Jonah was around a group of people that could not understand, why is it that in the midst of storm, Jonah is sleeping? Why is it that in the midst of tribulation and trial, Jonah is at peace? And God wants to let you know on a day that you have something special inside of you. This is the reason why you have not buckled out yet. This is the reason why you haven't thrown in the towel. Because what others can't handle, God has given you the grace and the sufficiency to handle it. Because he told Paul, great is my grace for you in the day of your insufficiencies. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let's give our hearts to Christ even at this moment. If you've known Christ and you got away from him and you began to flee and just run from the things of God, I know you had to pay a price for that. For the Bible said that Jonah took out his money and gave the people a fare to take that ride. And running away from God gives a high price. What does it give? You have to sacrifice all of yourself when you run from God. You run into pain and heartache and brokenness and people taking your heart and wringing it out like it's a tablecloth or like it's a terry cloth or a terry towel. Oh, yes, there is a price to pay for not following the things of God. You don't have money in your pocket. You're broke. You can't seem to make ends meet. There is a price from fleeing from God. But God sent me by to let you know today that today is the day that you stop fleeing. Today is the day that you stop running. Today is the day that you make a decision in your mind. For God, I'm going to live, and for God, I'm going to die. And as for me and my house, we're going to serve God all the days of our lives. Today is the day that you make a decision that you're going to follow God, that you're going to take up God, that you're going to lean not to your own understanding. You're going to start acknowledging God. From this day forward, you're going to stop fleeing God like Jonah did because of fearness, because of what others may say. You know, the stress of other religions can make a man or a woman not follow Christ because of family members that will shun you and disassociate themselves with you. Hey, listen, you're going to be disassociated with them anyways. In the last day, everybody is going to die. You ain't going to be with your family forever. There comes a point in a time when a man decides for himself. If you feel the pressure of family pulling on you and tugging on you and saying you got to follow this religion and you got to follow that religion, hey, your family is going to die. But the Bible says that God is going to be there forever. So follow God and not man. It's better to follow the Holy Spirit than to follow man. And today is the day that you make the decision to follow God. Oh, Bashata, Son of God. Oh, we lift you up, God. Let's say the prayer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Repeat with me. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thou art with us. You are Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God wants you to get baptized on today. If you've never been baptized before, God wants you to find some water and get baptized on today. Go to the church and get baptized. Let somebody baptize you. Either way, get baptized. God wants to do a new thing in you. You know, baptism is the outward working appearance of what God has done on the inside of you, especially at the cross. Let God lead your life on today. You will be so happy that you did. Even if you got away from God, get baptized. Renew your relationship. Renew your covenant with God. He is the only way that you're going to make it through this life. Any other way will land you into the belly of the fish. I've been your host, Pastor Alyssa Narvez. This has been the Miracle Network Church, and the message is very clear. Follow God and not man. Man does not understand your way. The Bible says that we are in the world, but we're not of the world. And people of God are called a peculiar people. So everybody is not going to understand you. This is why you may be rejected and shunned, because God, people know that God has something up on your life. They can't really place what it is. They just know that there's something different about you. So God lets me by to let you know today that keep on keeping on when you've done all you can do to continue to stand and stand thereof. I'll see you the next time. May the grace of God be with you, and God bless you all. Bye-bye.